Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. When one gets summoned to a high-level meeting by one's bosses, it generally means one of two things. Either you're in the muck, or they are. Well, today, Captain Povey's been sent for by Admiralty to attend a top-level meeting. At present, he still doesn't know whether to apologize for whatever it was he did, or to offer to do all he can to assist.
Excuse me, sir, but would you be Captain Povey?
No, I am Captain Povey. What is it?
Admiral sends his compliments, sir. And where the blue blistering blazes are you?
Oh, good grief. Oh, that's a good start. I suppose you told him I was outside his office.
Yes, sir. He said he didn't care if you were outside buying coffees. He wanted you immediately.
Why doesn't he get an ear trumpet or something?
He did have one once, sir, but he abandoned it after that first Sea Lord blew a rude noise down it.
Oh, I do wish I'd been there for that.
Oh, where are you?
Oh, good gracious. Now, which door is it?
Through that one, Captain Bobby.
Excuse me, sir.
There you are. Good man. You're just in time. Nip out and see if you can find that old fool Povey, will you? He's late.
Oh, yes, sir. Certainly, sir. I shot. But, sir, I am that old fool. I mean, I am Captain Povey, sir.
Are you? Oh, well, good show that. You found him very quickly. You know everybody here, of course.
Well, no, sir. I've never met any of them before.
Neither have I. Odd-looking bunch, aren't they? Tell you what, this is the chap I want you to meet, Rear Admiral Ironbridge.
How do you do, sir? Oh, more than handsome, thanks. Yes, yes. Capital, capital. No complaints at all. No, no, no.
Have you stopped?
No.
Good. Well, tell him what it's all about.
By all means. Yes, yes, with pleasure. Yes, just about to, naturally. Yes, yes. Yes.
I'd be grateful if somebody would...
All in good time, Toby. Yes, yes. I am security, you know. Yes. Naval intelligence and all that stuff. Yes, yes, yes. That's me. Yes, yes.
Oh.
Hang on. Yes. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, yes, yes. I've got a new scene in my department, you know. The whole plan, absolutely top secret and all that jazz.
Oh, do get a move on, Ironbridge. They're open.
By all means. By all means, yes, yes. Rather. Delighted, yes. Won't take a minute. No, no,
no.
Yes. Much obliged. Now, here's the scene. We're looking for fresh blood in naval intelligence.
Oh, I see. Well, I never thought of myself as an intelligence man, but if my country
knew... Oh, don't be a ninny, Povey. He said they're looking for fresh blood, not old clots. carry on, Ironbridge.
Thanks. The plan is to send one of our officers down to your command, and it'll be up to him to keep an eye out. Eye out. For any potential material amongst your chaps. The gimmick is that he'll act in an extremely suspicious manner. The first chap who reports him will be our man.
Oh, I see. Yes, well, I'm sure you'll find plenty of the right type amongst the men in...
We're starting by putting our man, Lieutenant Evans, in Troutbridge.
Yes, well, I suppose she's... In Troutbridge?
Oh, no, really. You can't possibly hope to find a man in her with the slightest grain of intelligence.
We'll see. We'll see. Well, if we do find a chap, he'll be in for a spot of rapid promotion, I don't mind telling you.
What?
Make your rank look a bit silly, Captain Povey. Can't say any more than that. This is big, Povey. Big. Yes, big.
But you can't ask me to help that lot to become a lot of blasted admirals.
Did you call, Povey? Oh, you're all settled then. Right, lads. Conference over and the last run in the pub pays for the drinks. Oh, hang on here, Povey, will you?
Oh, yes, certainly, sir. How long for?
Oh, about 5 minutes ought to do it, then join us in the pub. Got to make sure somebody takes longer to get there than I do. See you there, then, Povey, and bring your checkbook for Pete's sake. It's all doubles with this lot.
I'm not happy. I'm not, you know, I'm not happy.
Johnson.
You ask anyone round here, they'll tell you I'm not happy. Johnson's got the miseries, and when Johnson's got the miseries, Johnson's definitely not happy, you know. I'm not happy.
Will you cook up? You chatty, chatty, great chatty cherub.
No, I'd rather not, you see, because I'm definitely
not happy. Town. Tell me this is the last time I take you to the pictures.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear that. For one thing, I can't afford your treats. And for another thing, I'm not happy
I'll
to...
I'll do you a mischief in a minute. I will. I'll do you a wreckage. Now, shut up for a bit. Let's go in this cab for a cup of mud and froth.
Who's paying?
Well, there's gratitude for you. I took you to the cinema, didn't I?
Well, a manner of speaking, yes. Just as far as the pay box. Then we had all that old rope about, well, there's an unfortunate. I forgot my wallet again. And Muggins here had a fork out.
Do you want a cup of mud and froth or not?
I can't afford it.
Oh, yes, you can. Look, you started with 10 bob, right?
Yeah.
Bus fare for 2, 6p.
Yeah.
Pictures for 2, 6 bob.
Yeah.
Ices in the interval, 1 shilling.
Yeah.
Allowing for the bus fare back, 6p. That's
yeah.
8 bob, right?
Yeah.
Right, 2 copies of 1 and 6, so you're in the clear. Come on, Rothschild.
Here, hang on. There's something wrong somewhere.
Where?
Oh, still have 6p left. No, I can't see you letting me get
right,
away.
Good lad, good lad. I'll have a round of toast as well. Come on. In you go.
I should have known, shouldn't I?
Now then, where should we park our carcasses? Oh, blimey, you can't get away from them, can you?
Eh? Oh, it's Mr. Phillips and Heather.
Yeah, the number one and Judy. You know, the new rent.
Yeah.
Hello, you two. What have you been doing, eh?
Spending my money, sir.
Tuesday night, Johnson. I should have thought the chief would have had it long before this.
Well, I usually do, sir, but this week... No. Isn't it marvellous, huh? Isn't it marvellous? I'm surrounded by suspicious calls. Pudding body will get every penny of his 10 bob back, so help me.
Will I, Chief?
Certainly. You can be the first one to help me. Let me another 10 bob.
No, I can't. I'm skint.
You what?
Skint.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? That's nice. I'll spear for the evening, and now you tell me your skin. That's charming. Charming.
I agree with you, Chief. I it's a jolly poor do.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Not at all.
Be careful, Leslie. I can see what's coming. Well, I've only been here a week, but so can I.
Now, just a minute, girls. This is man's talk.
Precisely. Why don't you quit now?
Ah-ha-ha. Yeah, that does it. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do, Chief. I feel it's up to me to set an example.
Oh, yeah? It is, sir. Yeah, it is to me. We humble Matlows all look up to you, sir.
Quite. So in that case, I'll lend you the 10 bob.
Thank you, sir.
Now, there you are, Chief.
Thank you very much indeed, sir. Very nice of you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I don't like to see an upstanding chap like you being,
Yes, no. Well, good evening, sir.
Just a minute. Wait. Okay, come back. I changed my mind. Give me back. How did he work at that time?
He didn't. You did.
Yeah, of course, yes, but it's only a temporary loan, you know.
Ha. And furthermore,
All right, then, but I don't care. It was the principle of the thing. If a chap asks somebody out, then he should be quite sure he can afford to pay. I mean, it's just...
Excuse me, please. Mm-hmm. You're a coffee.
Thanks. As I said, it's...
For a coffee, that's a 3 shillings, for favor.
Oh, certainly, perhaps a 4, yes. Yes, sir. Yeah. Can you change your 10 shilling... of course I... No, No, I can't hear. I've got some change. No, it must be in my, I'm sorry about this. I know I've got some. That's odd. I thought, number one.
Yes?
Could you lend me 3 shillings?
Yes. Always provided this is just a temporary loan, of course. Not that I mind, but it's the principle of the thing. I feel that if a chap asks somebody out, then he should be quite sure.
Sir, please, look. What Leslie needs is lovely lolly, not lousy lectures.
Yes, what Leslie needs is both. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Here you are, my man. Muchas gracias. And bags of Olay and all that.
I didn't know you spoke the language.
He does not. Mamma mia. Mamma mia. Steaming knit.
Incidentally, girl, while we're all together, do either of you know anything about this new officer we've got on board?
No, I was going to ask you about
him. Well, all I know is that he and Captain Povey seem to be pretty pally.
I knew there was something jolly odd about him.
Hmm, most peculiar. Nobody's told us what he's supposed to be doing, and if you ask him, all he says is, walls have ears, old man. Winks at you and disappears round the corner and makes notes.
He keeps asking such funny questions, too. And this morning he asked me, if a ship was in dry dock with a couple of plates off, how long would it take to sink her by opening the valves and flooding the dock?
What did you say?
Well, I said I didn't know. But I went below to the bathroom and I tried it out for the toy boat.
And what was the result?
I got soaked.
Yes, you would. But it's all very odd, though. I wonder what he's here for. Who sent him?
Yes, well, there's only one person who'll know the answer to that.
You mean Captain Posey?
No, Judy.
They are talking about Chief Petty Officer Pertwee.
Oh, him. He asks funny questions, too.
Does he? What sort of questions?
Never mind, but the answer was no.
Oh.
Chief?
Yes, sir, will you spare a minute?
Yeah, with pleasure, sir. I'll have a cup of white with no froth, if you don't mind, and perhaps a doughnut or two with a dollop of Gethook for after. Then if you insist...
You'll do nothing of the sort, Chief.
Chief?
Sir?
What's the buzz about this new officer?
Oh, him, sir. Well, sir, we have our suspicions. But up to now, he's a bit of a mystification, sir. Well, far be it from us to say it, but, well, sir, it don't look good. No, it don't look good. No, it don't look nice at all.
In what way don't it look nice?
Well, sir, it may have escaped your notice, but on the same day that a certain new officer appeared aboard, a certain ship from a certain foreign power from behind, a certain curtain, tied up at a certain pier, a certain distance from here. Sir.
I say, are you certain?
I'm positive.
Oh, now, really? Seriously suggesting the man's a spy?
Oh, I never said that, sir. I never said that, sir. No, I didn't say that. We have our opinion about the gent. We have our opinion about the gent, but we never said we would actually... We never said that we would actually... Well, how shall I put it?
Certain,
that's the word. The very word, thank you very much indeed, sir.
Well, this is absolute nonsense.
Just as you say, sir. Just, personally, I wouldn't take light of the idea of our gallant Matlows being surrounded by teeming hordes of saboteurs with atomic bombs in every pocket and field orders to blow us all to pieces and then... Oh, permission to buy myself out of the service.
No. For one thing, Johnson couldn't afford it. And don't start spreading any rumours, either.
Oh, he must be all right, Chief. For one thing, he seems to be a friend of Captain Posey's.
No comment.
All the same, it's funny the way he keeps asking all those strange questions.
Well, I wouldn't say so, no. No, I wouldn't say that at all, no. Not if he's been sneaked ashore under cover of darkness from a certain ship belonging to a certain foreign power from behind a certain iron curtain. With pocketfuls of bombs, ready to blow us all up with a dirty grate.
Fire! Stop doing that! Oh, I never said he was. I never said he was actually doing it.
Yes, well, either do say or stop frightening the life out of us.
Permission to buy myself out of the service. I'd like to resign my commissioner.
No!
Mr. Phillips, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
Mm? Yes, Chief.
If you're serious about deserting, there's a coach leaving with the rest of us in an hour.
Pertwee!
I'm sorry, sir. Pull right out, but there's another one right behind if you care to join him.
No, I would not care to. I'm going to put a stop to all this nonsense first thing tomorrow.
May we ask how?
Yes, I'm going to tackle Captain Povey about him in the morning. Ready, everyone?
I am fine.
As soon as you like, sir.
Coming. Just for a change, I thought I'd walk back with Judy, so if you don't mind...
I beg your pardon. You can't invite me out and then play swap. I wouldn't dream of walking.
Yeah, but all I said was...
It's the four, it's fisticuffs. Come along now. Who wants to see a lovely fight? Come on.
Excuse the police. You have had enough yet, huh?
No, not yet, no. I'll have another load of that boiled string stuff.
Boiled the string? That's a Mario's famous spaghetti.
Is it? Well, I'll have another bowl of it.
Very good, sir. Excuse the police for asking, but you can pay for it, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's all right, yeah. Well, I shan't have to, you see. You see, my friend over there borrowed 10 bob so we can spend it. Where have they all gone? Ooh. Friends! You're a lot of rotters, all of you. Come back and play.
Come in.
Morning, Heather. Captain Toby in.
Man, Chase, where the blazes are those wholesome codfish? They should have been here an hour ago.
Yes, he is in, and I think he's expecting you.
So you've turned up at last, have you? A nice morning I've had, thanks to that slap-happy, good-for-nothing load-up layabout you call a crew.
I just had the proprietor of a certain coffee bar here.
Well, of course, if we'd known you wanted the cup, we'd have filled the flask and brought along.
He didn't come here to brew up, you idiot. He came here about a certain fat rating who ate himself stupid, insulted the chef by calling the food boil string, and then couldn't pay.
Lovely, I wonder who that was.
I wouldn't know. As he said his name was Povey, and they were going to send the bill here. What?
As a result, I just had to pay 7 and 6 for a meal I've never had.
If it's the coffee bar I think it is, you're jolly lucky. I had ravioli there once. Every bit was a retread.
Yes, well, perhaps we can look into this later, sir. We wanted to see you about another matter. New officer.
Lieutenant Evans. Well, I'm afraid I'm not prepared to discuss Lieutenant Evans' movements just at present.
But he keeps asking funny questions.
Then answer them.
We do, sir. Whenever possible, we give him funny answers.
So I've heard. In future, you'll give him full cooperation, no matter what he wants to do or where he wants to go.
Well, I was coming to that. The other day, he wanted to open the captain's safe. Well, naturally, I put a stop to that, and I wondered if we should inform Admiralty.
Yes, perhaps. No, you mustn't. Don't breathe a word.
But if he did happen to be a spy, it might mean a bit of promotion all round.
Exactly, that's what I'm afraid of. I mean, no, certainly not. No, get this straight. Evans is to be given access to all papers and everything aboard. His work is of a secret nature.
Now, that's jolly interesting, isn't it? Pertwee has a theory last night, and he reckons...
Never mind, Chatterbox. We'll discuss this later. We mustn't take up any more of Captain Povey's time.
For once, number one, we agree.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Chief. Did you want to see me or number one?
Well, either of you, sir. Well, sir, it's about this new officer again, sir.
Oh, yes. We were just talking about him. One of the ratings tells me Lieutenant Evans has been down below with a suitcase and asked if he could leave it in the engine room.
In the engine room?
Yes. Snag is that after he left, the rating noticed the case was ticking.
Ticking, sir?
Well, I wonder what he's...
Abandoned ship! Stop the countdown! We must save Pertwee! This way out! Follow the blue lock!
Pertwee, stop everyone! We've handed the case over to the dockyard police.
Yeah, and they're jolly welcome to it.
I wish you'd handed him over with it, sir.
Well, it's a bit tricky. Captain Toby says Evans is to have full cooperation and his work is of a secret nature.
I knew it. Don't forget, he turned up on the same day as a certain ship from a certain Fottingham Palace, tied up at a certain pier.
Now, look here.
Putting bombs in every pocket. Sealed orders to blow up a lot of us with nasty little ticking suitcases. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. Time, gentlemen, please. Bag all gone. No flowers. Find a question.
Will you stop panicking? We just thought Evans out soon enough. It's Captain Povey we're worried about.
How do you mean?
Well, it's the way old Thundergut seems to back this chap up. He won't hear a word said against him.
Blackmail, sir. That's what it is. They've got him in their clutches, sir. One wrong word from him, they'll have Mrs. Povey smuggled out of the country. Next week, she'll be dishwashing in the Kremlin.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Chief.
No, if that was so, Evans couldn't have blackmailed Pertwee. Old Thundergut would have paid half her fare.
Who could blame him?
Well, if nobody else is going to do anything about this traitor in our midst, I reckon we should.
Well, such as what?
Send him back to do a bit of dishwashing in the Kremlin. That certain Fodigan ship tied up at a certain pier sails to a certain Fodigan port tonight, sir. But I reckon a certain officer ought to be on it. With our help.
Well, what do you mean? Kidnap him and smuggle him aboard just before she sails?
Exactly, sir. I mean, I know we haven't... Well, we haven't exactly seen eye to eye with old Thunderguts in the past, but we can't have the old superior officer caught up in the web of intrigue, can we?
No. So, incidentally, Judy phoned just now. She'd heard that Evans is dining at Povey's house this evening.
That's it. That'll be the payoff. After he's signed a receipt, they'll make him give away more and more secrets, and before you know it, old Thunderguts will be trotting about without them bombs in his pocket. And being rung up by a bloke with a scar on his face from a tube station booth.
Yes. All right, I get the idea. I sometimes watch commercial television myself. Well, what do you think about the chief's idea, Mr. Phillips?
Hmm? Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening. I was trying to work out why it is they've got so many dirty dishes they want washing in the Kremlin. I mean, with a place like that, I mean, you'd think they'd be able to get staff without all this fuss, wouldn't you?
Oh, right, Chief. Where were we?
Right, sir. Well, it couldn't be better, sir. Well, right, now, all we've got to do is wait outside old Thundergut's house tonight, and as soon as Evans comes out, we bung a sack over his box, nip down to the docks with him, and chuck him aboard the Fodigan ship.
Yes, with a packet of washing powder to help him out.
Mr. Phillips, do us a favor and keep out of this. All right, then, Chief, we'll do it. I don't like the idea much, but we've got to get old Thunderguts out of the muck somehow. We'll meet outside his house tonight, then.
Aye, aye, sir. Oh, Mr. Phillips, sir. Hmm? You'd better bring a tea cloth with you, just in case of accident. And you happen to go by mistake. It's incredible. It really is. You go around Trusbridge acting like a cross between Dr. Crippen and Martha Harriet. They take no notice at all. And I warned Admiralty you'll be wasting your time with that chap.
Oh, fair's fair. They didn't like my suitcase.
Oh, yes, but...
In there for them.
Yes, madam.
How much longer are you two going on talking shop? I'm getting peckish. I think you better ask your little friend to stay to dinner.
Oh, can I really, my lord?
Yes, but just this once. I'm not having you and your comrades in arms turning my house into a soup kitchen.
Are we having soup?
Certainly not. We're having cocoa and crisps as usual.
Cocoa and... well, I don't think I'll bother. That is time's getting on.
Nonsense! Henry will soon get it for us.
But my love, we've run out of crisps.
Oh, very well, then. Permission to pop out and get another packet. Well, hurry now, and no undoing it at the wrong end and sneaking a couple of big ones out on the way back.
Oh no, my love, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Right. Well, I don't know what you're going to do whilst Henry's gone, but I'm watching the telly.
Okay. I say, what's that? Sounds like a fight.
No, it's probably Henry falling over my bike. He usually does. Take no notice unless you hear the ambulance coming.
And that ends our transmission for tonight. We shall be with you again tomorrow morning at 10:30 when Professor Grimoire Cromarty gives his lecture on bell ringing for beginners. Viewers should have ready a set of bells tuned to F sharp, C.
Well, that's that. I enjoyed the play. Wait. I just realized something. Where is Henry?
He never came back.
What? He's been gone for nearly 2 hours. Oh, I bet I know what it is. He's dropped those crisps in the mud and Dan come home. Yes, either that or he's eaten one.
Well, when he does turn up, you could always count them.
I shall, don't you fret. That'll be the dirtiest stop out now. Well, we'll soon see what sort of disgusting debauchery he's been up to. I'll shan't be a minute.
Right, though.
Stay right where you are and hand over those crisps.
I beg your pardon. I'm Lieutenant Murray. Mr. Phillips from CPO Pertwee with me.
Oh? Well, what are you three here for?
We wanted a word with Captain Povey.
So do I. But come in and make sure you stand on the newspaper and don't go putting your hands on the pink emulsion. Well, now, what's all this about?
Oh, it's, concerns a guest you had here earlier.
Oh, in that case, can I help at all?
My dodges. I mean, how could you when we just funneled you on board, sir?
Lummy.
Oh, Lord!
How may I you get back? You should be halfway beyond the old curtain by now.
I say, if he's still here, who do we put on that ship?
I have a feeling I don't want to think about that.
Now, come along. Now, speak up. What's been going on? You come barging into the residence without so much as a... Quiet! While I answer. Hello?
Is that you, my love?
Henry Purvey, what's the meaning of this? Where are you?
On the Isle of Wight.
What? Suffering sink tidies. What are you doing over there? You needn't have gone that far just for a packet of crisps.
I didn't. I've been kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Dummy, it was him.
Out, Mr. Phillips. Out, quick. Be sure to be able to explain what to know after you, sir.
Good night, all. Hello, what's all the noise?
You're still there, are you, Henry? Well, just to get back here at once.
But I
suppose you've been on some drunken orgy and spent some Christmas money. Well, just you wait until I see you. Isle of Wight, indeed, a likely story.
But it's true. A gang of ruffians put a sack over my head and shanghaied me onto this foreign cargo boat. They were going to take me behind the Iron Curtain. I've only just persuaded them to put me off at Ventnor instead. I might have been shot.
I don't believe a word of it. Get back here at once, Henry.
But there's no ferry boat.
Then swim for it. And heaven help you to get the salt in that packet of crisps wet doing it. I've never heard of such a lot of old nonsense in all my nasty.
But, my love,
you've had your pocket money and your Sunday crumpet for 1 month now. I'm not standing for any more shenanigans.
And that was John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Purvey was played by Richard Caldicott, Abel Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, Heather was Heather Chasen, Judy was Judy Cornwell, Rear Admiral Ironbridge was Michael Bates, and Lieutenant Evans was played by Daniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston. Thank you.